Good morning. I'm Ed Donahue with an AP News Minute. Weak job numbers released today make it all but certain the Federal Reserve will cut its benchmark interest rate at its next meeting in about a week. Mark Hemrick is with Bankrate.com.
We had only 22,000 jobs added on the month. That was below what was really kind of a mediocre consensus call of about 80,000 jobs to be added. We didn't hit that mark. We had more people looking for work. That sends the unemployment rate up to 4.3%, the highest in several years. We also note that June includes now a contraction in hiring, and that's the first time we've seen that since late 2020.
When the Labor Department put out a disappointing jobs report last month, an enraged President Trump responded by firing the economist in charge. White House economic advisor Kevin Hassett says other economic indicators are good.
The only part of the data that's disappointing is that the jobs numbers have been a little bit lower over the last 3 or 4 months.
I'm Ed Donahue.